You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are indeed listening to the Common Sense Show, and our numbers continue to rise because of guests like Steve Quayle, and also I think our earlier time slot has helped tremendously. This segment is brought to you by Renaissance Precious Metals, which happens to be the product, the entity owned by our guest, Steve Quayle. And I want to say something here, and then if Steve cares to comment, he can. But this is officially an advertisement, but I'm giving you an honest reaction. The gold market is about as schizophrenic as it could be right now, and silver is not far behind. And that's because the elite are playing games. And I became a customer of Steve's. He didn't approach me. I approached him a few months ago. And our gold prices have dropped precipitously. That's part of the process. This is now the time to buy. This is when you should be buying, is when it hits bottom. Now, why are the prices going down? Because the elite are hoarding, and they want to hoard at low-cost prices. So do what they do. Buy when the market's low. And if I had more money to put in right now, I would be the first in line. Renaissance Precious Metals. I would encourage you to call Steve tomorrow morning at 406-586-4842. It's your best hedge against inflation. And when the dollar finally takes its final breath, you'll be coming out the other side with some ability to buy things. 406-586-4842. Steve, before we go deeply into the economy, and this is related to the economy, do you have any comment on the situation involving precious metals?
Well, yeah, I think it's, important that people understand that they can read 100 articles on the availability of gold and silver. Years ago, Dave, when I started in the metals business, 30-some years ago, but when I started talk radio 25 years ago, I said the day will come when spot price will be irrelevant to the physical acquisition costs of metals. For instance, like silver, okay, silver eagles. The mint has cut the production 20%. The sales numbers of silver eagles and also silver rounds and silver maple leaves from Canada, silver philharmonics from Austria, silver kangaroos from Australia are absolutely in a acquire at any cost. Now, here's what people don't get, and this is a central theme. God created gold and silver in ratios as to their value. From the beginning of time, and even fallen angels traded in gold because it's something unique. Gold is the easiest way I can explain it. It is the elemental representation of the shining glory of God. Listen, the streets aren't paved with asphalt. There are translucent gold. People, have been to heaven, out-of-body experiences. People have been given visions. I don't care if people want to believe that or not. But God didn't use mortarboard, plaster, and the combination of elements that mankind uses, the mixture, in the tabernacle or the temple. The temple that dwelled in gold is, and here's how I look at it, gold's a reflection of God's glory. What is it that has caused men through the ages to want that above all things? Well, I believe, obviously, it's not just rarity and scarcity. So now fast forward. The elite, and Dave, you get it. I got to say something, and I congratulate you. You get it. The elite want the physical metals delivered in their hand, so when people panic into selling it, they sell it at a loss, because then they want to go, and this happens to some of my clients, they want to go back into the stock market. Well, there's no honest markets anymore. There is no clearing for honesty anymore. The idea that people don't get, and even Christians, is that paper in any form, shape, or composition of whatever investment vehicle is being offered, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, REITs, real estate investment trust, you name it, paper is paper. I remember when Gerald Celente got taken in by John Corzine. What was it? His global con scheme, okay? And people that had deposited their metals with third parties all of a sudden found out they had no metals. You know, again, I spoke years ago, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Now, here's the next great disconnect. How are Christians, and I'll wait for your answer, because I know that you know the answer, but I want you to say, how are Christians to carry on in a environment where there is no way for Christians to transact business unless they take the mark? And people say, well, you can take the mark. I think it's John MacArthur that's claiming that and still go to heaven. That's totally against what the Bible says.
No.
Yes. And so
absolutely,
the deal is, yeah, and so the deal is that we're seeing now the war on cash, the war on metals, and the physical supply of silver. Put your fingers together to the just where you can basically see just the smallest amount of light. What happens when there's no more available for sale? Well, what happens when there's no more available for sale? You go into a barter economy. Christians in Rome couldn't just walk out on the street wearing gold crosses around their neck and do business, okay? So there's a disconnect there. And so barter and how this will work, I should explain this because I get this question, the second most important question. Well, how do you trade silver or gold? Simple. Gold and silver will have a worldwide value, whether the United States is totally destroyed or not, or partially destroyed. You'll be able to get a shortwave radio, which, by the way, at some point will be illegal to own one of those. You can go on and you'll get broadcasts of what the price of gold or silver is. So let's say gas goes to $10 a gallon. Let's say silver goes to $200 an ounce, okay? Well, obviously, you'll be able to buy 20 gallons of gas for 1 ounce of silver. If it goes higher, you get more. People want tangible stuff. Only in our paper-driven economy, obviously, the Chinese tried silk currency, and it failed so badly, they had wars over it, okay? But the point being is an IOU is not the same thing as something in hand. So I hope I'm being clear. Christians who refuse to take the mark of the beast, okay, will not be able to hold a job. And I get this question, well, how am I going to hold my job? You're not, okay? Well, won't God understand if I take the mark? Yeah, he's going to show you what he understands. Don't do it, or you're going to be damned. Now, isn't it interesting? Christians are being raised, but men who were respected as Christians are coming on the scene and say, well, look, you're not raptured out yet, so you don't have to worry about the mark of the beast. Do you see the logic? So if the pre-tribulation rapture is a hoax, then so is the argument against, you know, taking the mark. I mean, look, the RFID chips, that's just the technology of the beast. And for the record, the two witnesses in the book of Revelation are two real people that when the Antichrist shows up, they're working signs and miracles like Moses, like Elijah, like Elisha, and proving to the world that this guy's a fraud. So when you've got the Antichrist, you've got the two witnesses. So everything is channeling us. Now, ask yourself, why would the big banks all of a sudden make war on cash? Go pull a dollar out of your pocket, ladies and gentlemen. Go pull a $5 bill out of your pocket. Pull anything out, anything that's paper. And what does it say on it? This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Okay, that's not true, is it, Dave? In their world, it's not true because cash is now not legal. I mean, it's still legal now, but at the day they implement it. So, where's the disconnect there? I can tell you this. The difference between Renaissance my company and others is I try and get the stuff as quick as I can get it, and I'll pay whatever I have to pay. I have clients that literally say, what's the price of Silver Eagles today, Steve? $22. My cost is $20.50. My cost goes up every day. I just got an email from one of the largest suppliers I've done business with 35 years, and I still get emails and criticism. I bought my silver at $30. Now it's $15. I've lost half my value. You've in my life. I said, no, I haven't. You've got your medals. Will you still be criticizing me? I have a woman. I'll just give you an example. A woman who, by her own confession, her kids wanted to have her committed. Not because of anything. She absolutely was on meds. She was multiple personality disorder. And this is all basically judged by professionals, okay? She wanted to take her life. And all of a sudden, I'm this fraud because she's not happy that, and by the way, Dave, I don't call people unless they first contact me, okay? She told me God told her to call me. Just and this is the thing that makes me crazy. The reason for buying in the first place is all of a sudden abandoned because they don't really know what they claim to know, okay? If someone said like this, like they call you on a Friday, I'm making this up, and because this, ladies and gentlemen, does not apply to Dave, but they said, Dave, I believe everything you say, help. And then a year later they say, Dave, blah, 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 blah. I think you've had that, you know. I've had it.
Yeah.
You know, everybody gets it. And because anything we say that's going to happen doesn't happen, we're liars. So let me just run through why. Metals are available in limited quantities now. It's never been the case. The difference between the way I run my company, I will pay what I have to pay to get it. Because, and if somebody wants it delivered in Hong Kong, I'll get it delivered for them. Singapore, I'll get it delivered for them. You know, they want to go to Europe, any of our European listeners, yeah, I can have it transferred to Zurich literally in a day, and you can go pick it up in Zurich or Geneva, okay? Some countries, for instance, in the European Union, silver has a VAT tax, value-added tax. Gold has none. The point is that you've got to have something to be able to barter with when it all comes down. Have you, and I'm not a coffee drinker, but I order iced tea and I pay for it, you know, with dollar bills. I was in one of the famous coffee shops. I no longer go to, you know, the S-Bucks place because of their statement on Christians, but, you know, it's another one that's a national chain, and I like, you know, the tea they have, it's a flavored tea. And the deal is that I watched, I had to stand in line, probably 9-10 people. Dave, I watched everybody run it on their credit card. We've had statements over the weekend that EBT cards were down in some parts of the country.
Electronic benefit.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I think having something of real value that has stood the test of time is critical. Now, you know, when you've got guys like Egon Van Geyerts, who I believe is one of the smartest men in the world, that's not a prey. I don't know him personally, but I've followed him, you know, for a long time. Or Mark Faber, or Eric Sprott, Rich Rule, you know, all these guys didn't get to be billionaires because they're stupid, okay? And all these guys are warning me, look, you guys are being set up for the kill. $17 trillion in IRAs, KEOs, 401ks, and guess what? Our debt's much higher than that, but at $17 trillion, in the case of a national financial emergency, what do you think's going to happen to those, Dave?
They're all going to be gone in the blink of an eye.
Absolutely. And with what we saw happening in Greece and Cyprus before that, you know, we've seen now the legislation exists. Let me make everybody understand this. Let's say there are 100 people that have $1,000 in a bank. That's $100,000. I'm just using a lower number. You can put it into millions, put it into billions. And that bank, let's say with $100,000 loses $50,000, you know, you are responsible for that loss now. January of last year, depositors moved from a secured depositor to an unsecured lender. In other words, you're not depositing your money, you're lending it to the bank. As an unsecured lender, if a bank goes bankrupt, guess who doesn't get paid? The unsecured.
Yeah, the Credit Swap Derivatives guy go first, yeah.
You got it. And so there is no real market. Look, what that means is with program trading and algorithms, there are guys that can see every side of a trade, okay? And they have their own computers that kick in, you know, trilliseconds that can take the opposite side of a trade. You can't do that except in the paper world with physical, okay? But they're doing that against the price of gold and silver. And I just simply tell people, especially the critics, I bought it at 30, now it's 15. What's your life worth? Because at some point, you're going to have full understanding of what your life is worth, because what do you have to trade for? What do you have to trade for food? You know, unfortunately, the devil has no sympathy, the devil has no mercy, the devil has no altruism. Anything that he gives you, it costs you your soul. And I got news for you, you can't out-fiddle the devil, but through the power of the living God, through salvation Jesus Christ, his power can protect us from the things that we see, we don't see, and that will come against us in the future. But again, Dave, the idea is this. People will criticize, and the other thing I said to people from day one when I wanted to talk radio, you've got to have food, you've got to have your water filter, and now it's more important than anything because, you know, just the obvious, why is there more cases of Alzheimer's since the chemtrail spraying started? Because aluminum and barium fall out of the sky, the spray dissipate. You don't believe me? Go get a car wash and then run your car through the car wash, shammy it down, and then leave it out after a day of chemtrailing. Look what you get on your window. Look what you get on your hood and your fenders and the top of your car, you know, the roof of your car. The thing is that then if you want to spend a few bucks, $100, have someone analyze it. Well, we know for a fact that heavy metals are responsible for everything from Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, every type of brain activating disorder and disease seems to have increased proportionately. And I don't believe anything that the AMA says. I don't believe anything the CDC says. Why? Because they have an agenda. And the agenda is basically the same agenda that the enemy has tried to do from the beginning of time, and that's destroy the seed of Adam and Eve, the remnant of the living God's image and likeness, and everything can be summed up in that. Again, it's like we say, if any man doesn't provide for his family, he's worse than infidel. I tell people, if you got $500, $1,000, do not buy silver and gold. What have you heard that, Dave? Do not buy it. You're going to be starved into submission. Put it into, you know, cans of soup and not the stuff that is made by the companies that are in favor of attacking Christianity. But there are organic soups. Yeah, it might cost 50 cents a can more, but at least you're not getting, you know, someone's distorted view of life, meaning aborted babies. And I tell you what, when you saw that list, was it not even surprising to you of all the mega corporations that are using, you know, the flavor enhancement? See, I've said this, and I had a general say this. He said, Steve, if you could do anything and be successful, is understand that people are being seasoned. In other words, we're being transformed genetically for the things that ultimately come in the last days, the days of Noah, that have appetites. Okay, in other words, the giants are coming back. And so, you know, it's fascinating to me that in Japan, and this has to do, again, with gold and silver, that Japan now is absolutely giant crazy. They have a movie coming out, Attack on Titan, 200-foot giants that eat people. Well, the history that I write about, Dave, and by the way, if people want to see our first DVD, it's uploaded on my website. It costs you $10 on Vimeo. The response we've gotten has been, I will say this, amazing. It's been eye-opening, and what we do is lay out why this whole issue is critical. And so it's 90 minutes. It's on my site, truelightstevequayle.com. It's over at the right, and if you haven't seen it, Dave, you need to see it because it's that thought-provoking. Let me give you a good example, okay? The most amazing thing that we have uncovered, and it was based on the work, previous work of David Flynn before he passed away of a brain tumor, a brain cancer. The thing is that imagine fallen angels, supernatural in their strength, ability, wisdom, and technology, writing their entire history into the rocks, okay, in a vertical manner from the standpoint of a 200-square-mile plane, or a piece, if you will, of granite slab. And imagine, if anybody has ever seen a printed circuit board, that the layout of what's called the Upana, which are like, if you will, cubicle, it's like an cubicle abacus, and also the quipus, Q-U-I-P-U-S, which was the language of the Incan priests, and imagine all that inscribed into the earth. Harvard's tried to decipher it, can't, okay? And the reason why no one's been able to decipher it yet, and we haven't either, is the fact that it's not time. But imagine when that gets deciphered and people say, uh-oh, this stuff is real. Now, the reason why the Vatican and others, you know, the intelligence agencies, don't want that released yet, because they want to use all that arcane and occult, meaning hidden knowledge, to foment their false doctrine that the aliens created us, okay? Then if you go to the Anunnaki, the fallen angels that Zachariah Sitchin wrote about, this is fascinating. They wanted one thing above all. They wanted gold on earth, okay? They wanted the gold. What do they really want? They want the glory they once had before they became fallen angels, and if they can't reestablish their position in heaven, which they can't, they want to be reminded. That's why all the temples are always what? Gold-plated, gold-covered, and that was so of the Incas, the Mayans, and the Aztecs, which, by the way, not one of those civilizations claimed they built their own pyramids, sacrificial pyramids, and it dawned on me the reason why the Aztec, Inca, and Maya, Aztec, Maya, and Inca, north, you know, descending to the south, practice human sacrifices. That's what the giants did, and they revered them as gods, okay? But the same thing, gold was always a necessity to remind them of divinity. Isn't that interesting? So it's TrueLegendsTheSeries.com, or you can go on my website, click on it. The people that have gone on said it's the most mind-blowing thing they've ever encountered, and, you know, based on the sales of that, we're planning the second one as soon as we can get the script written, and the second one will be, I would say this, orders of magnitude better than what we've got, and we did.
Well, we'll definitely make that available here, Steve.
Yes.
We're going to step aside for a quick break. We come back, we'll pick it up right here. This is pretty fascinating. Folklore, legend, and history all rolled into one, and I've got some questions for Steve when we come back. Stay tuned. As times grow more uncertain, you need to store food. And again, we're reminding you the last hour, we're going to remind you this hour, we're going to remind you on the Red List News, store food. You need gold, you need silver, you need guns, you need ammo, you need food, you need water. You need to be independent. If you're dependent on the other side, on the evil side, on the globalists, to live, you're going to have to take the mark of the beast. And that'll be eternal death. So, food for liberty. .com is your place to go. foodforliberty.com/Hodges. 2 years of storable food, reasonable prices, and now we offer 6 months same as cash. And again, you heard Steve talking about the importance of gold, which we're going to talk about when we come back. I think that there's going to be a time when they're going to outlaw the private ownership of gold. Doesn't mean you give it up. It means you hide it and bring it out after the collapse is over. And you can get a hold of Steve tomorrow at 406-586-4842. That's 406-586-4842. Remember, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Steve, you really said it well with that phrase, because that is so on the mark. But anyway, do you think what I said during this segment, do you think that gold will be outlawed at some future date, the private ownership, people like you and I owning it?
Well, I think that everything will be outlawed for Christians, okay? Everything. And like people typically, that's probably the third question I get asked the most, Dave. Will they confiscate our gold and silver? Well, first of all, they can already confiscate your life, okay? And second of all, you made it an important point. You've got to hide it. Everybody should be seeking the Lord for their place of refuge. And I want to go on record as making this statement. Never in my life, or 9,000 hours have I said gold or silver will save anyone. Never in my life have I said, take what I say as a gospel. I say, take it to the Lord in prayer. If he can't receive it, disregard it. So in other words, you know, I've never claimed that. The other thing I tell people to do is this, is have a plan in order to embrace the plan. Here's what people have got to understand. Whether it's an EMP, a nuclear war, the best of friends will turn into the worst of enemies. Ever had that in your life happen, Dave? They love you on a Friday.
More times than I'd like to admit, yep.
Yeah, me too. I mean, me too, and I'm sorry to have to say that. People I once even had on my radio program confess Jesus, turning out to be the most scoundrels I've ever dealt with in my life, okay? And the point being is that it's only going to get worse. And unfortunately, and this is the key here, we've got to pray that God opens members of our family's lives that don't see. Because, look, don't get mad at me. Jesus said it. Jesus said the enemy of a man's life will be those of his own household. That's a hard saying, you know? And I got news for you. I'm not the kind of dad that wants to sit and watch anybody, real friend or family, be hurt, harmed, or murdered, okay? I would gladly, you know, gladly step into it for them so they don't have to receive it. You follow me? But we can't do that. Each person in the days coming have got to decide where they stand with Jesus. And if they live to the glory of God. If they die, they go to the end of the heaven of God. But the point is that this acquiescence to evil, I guess that's the thing that if you were to say to me, and I'll just answer my own question, what is the hardest thing you have to deal with right now, Steve? It's simple. The acquiescence to evil. The acquiescence to evil, not on my part, not on your part, but that's all around me, you know? And again, let me read Revelation. You know, it's interesting that most people don't even understand what's happening. Now, Catholics are claiming, and this has to do with everything what we're talking about tonight, Revelation 16:13-15. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. And Jesus said, behold, I come as a thief, the thief in the night. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame. Garment, they're talking about the garment of righteousness, okay? And it's not human righteousness. It's not works. It's the grace of God. It's the unmerited favor of God that he grants to us when we accept Jesus, okay? So, if there's this powerful individual coming on the scene, and you're not going to be able to buy, rent, sell, or trade. Let me go right to Revelation 13 because it's important that understand that people understand this. It says this, and he had power, verse 15, to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. That's pretty specific, isn't it?
And yet, I think it's very specific, but let's pull it all together. What is that telling us as a people?
What it's telling us is every time they see a new invasion of privacy, a new CCTV camera, a new surveillance drone, a new weapons system, a new weapons platform, micro drones with lasers on them, what it's telling us, Dave, is that everything in the technological world, and I coin a term, and you're welcome to use it, tech necadence, okay? Tech necadence is technological decadence, is all designed to kill. In order to kill, you must first control. And what you need to control is the enemy's ability to fight back. So, go back to what we talked about. What this means to the average person listening to us is you think of aircraft carriers, aircraft, missiles, tanks, rockets, everything that we have thought conventionally. But 99%, at least of the Christians I talk to, do not understand the invasion that's taken place. You use the illustration, too, of the Trojan horse. We now have the Trojan Senate, the Trojan Congress, and the Trojan Death House, okay? They're all three together. We have absolute evil lifted up, absolute slaughter of Christians. And by the way, hundreds of thousands of immigrants coming into this country who all hate America, who all want death to America, and yet 12 Christians get deported. Is there a little bit of bias there? Not one word.
It's intentional,
of.
But Steve, what do you
it's
expect when you have a Muslim for a president? We have Muslim Brotherhood associates in the executive branch of the government.
Oh, absolutely. And then the deal is that, remember all the databases that have been stolen? Guess where all those end up? And look, let me share something. Years ago, after the breakup of the Soviet Union, I knew a lot of guys, I knew a lot of people that were military, intelligence, off and on, you know, spies for both sides, and they would always laugh at the headlines in America. And as one former member of the KGB told me, he said, if you have the money, you can buy anything. Anything, you know, anything. He stressed that. And so now we've got one of the most incredibly well-funded sources of hating Christians, both the Saudi Arabians, ISIS, and everybody else, you know, and the obviously the globalists, the richest people in the world, not all of them, but the majority of them who are spoken out in favor of one world religion, etc., they all basically are giving their power unto the beast, isn't it amazing? Christians are now beheading everybody. Christians are now doing any of this stuff. Yet Christians put up for the vilification of their Savior every day. They're apathetic, indifferent, they're irresponsible, because you know what? If they admitted what Dave Hodges writes about, if they admitted what I talk about and others, they would have to do something. But they believe that God's going to cut them slack because they didn't know. Well, I got news for you. God said, sorry, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That doesn't mean destroyed intellectually. That means their lives are taken prematurely. And that's, Dave, that's the great disconnect. And after 25 years on talk radio, only God knows. I don't number his people, but I will tell you a neat thing. Can I share this? The other night when I was on with Pastor Langford, this is the power of talk radio. We were talking about something, and instantly, the Lord spoke to me, and I spoke it out over the airwaves. And I'll give you instantaneous confirmation that I said, those of you who are considering committing suicide, now don't, okay? Jesus loves you. Well, I've learned that when I just blurt out something like that, there's a reason. One guy immediately sent me an email within a couple hours of that, and that's immediate in my world, and said, I was right there ready to do myself, and you stopped me because you told me that God loves me. I'll tell you what, Dave, it was worth 25 years to have that single guy not blow his brains out. Time and time again. And that's the power of God's love for people. And I may never meet him, but I thank the Lord that God stopped him from making an eternally damnable situation. That's the other question I get. Can I kill myself and go to heaven? No. Why don't you give yourself another alternative? Turn to Jesus and have him deliver you from the days that are ahead, or stand with you in those days. Remember when they were beheading all those Christians on the beach? They actually have sound bites of those guys saying, help us, Jesus. And when I saw those men facing death, they're going to all be beheaded, saying, help me, Jesus, and the Christian church silent, I'll tell you what, I had to get on my knees and work through some things with the Lord, because I said, Lord, I don't know any longer how to relate to religious people. I can't. I'm making the difference between religious people and relationship people. People would rather argue with me over the rapture or, you know, the second coming or the Sabbath or something than stand up for their brethren that are dying. And Dave, you use your real name. I use my real name. Isn't it amazing, and is this true in your case, that the majority of critics will only use initials or some anonymous...
Or nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Typically, and I want to make sure everyone
nothing
understands
at all.
This. Yeah, if you claim to be a Christian, now, if they're, you know, just part of Northcom trying to destroy us, that's to be expected. But if you claim to be a Christian, and you are so cowardly to want to rebuke us, and this happens to Pastor Langford all the time, okay, Doug Hagman all the time, then you are a coward. And I would suggest that you go look up what happens to the cowards. They go into the lake of fire, and that's forever, along with the fearful and the unbelieving. That's what's happening, Dave. And so what I mean by that is cowardice is absolutely increasing. And I'll tell you what cowardice ends up in. Every time it ends up in betrayal. They will kill us with their tongue, like our critics. They'll kill us with their pen or keyboards. And when the day comes, they will sit there clapping. Should that day come when, you know, we're marched out and shot before a wall, they will do backflips and say, see, they were evil. You know, they were evil. God killed them. That's what's going to happen.
Steve, let me bring something up here, and I really hadn't intended to talk about this, but you're right. And I am going to make an issue of this because we need to stand up for ourselves. I let criticisms bounce off me pretty easily. And God knows I get enough of them, you get enough of them. But it's hurtful when these sources are people who you've tried to help. And I don't think that if you live in a glass house, you'd start to throw stones. And in particular, and I'm going to bring this up now, like I said, Steve, I wasn't going to bring it up. I'm talking about Suzanne Posel. She was a guest on this show a few times. And she was knowledgeable about Agenda 21 issues. And I lent her a helping hand. I helped her when her website was taken down twice for plagiarism, and I counseled her on how to handle it. She called me for legal advice when the police showed up and cited her for child neglect when her kid wandered away to the interstate. And I still stood by her, even though I broke my professional relationship with her because the reputation became too much for me to really bear. And I couldn't be tainted by that if I was going to remain credible. But then she comes out with this vilification last week, with just horrendous charges against you. You got mentioned so many times for the gold. And she went after me. She went after Doug. She went after Telehub, Alex Jones, InfoWars. I mean, it was nothing but a profanity-laced 60-minute tirade from someone who was, I would say, possessed. And what bothers me about this is, Steve, we step up to the plate every day. We risk our lives, we risk our reputations, we risk our fortunes. And for people like that to stand up and make up the lies that were made up about us, she should be ashamed, and the people like her should be ashamed. Now, at least she used her name. But that doesn't change the hurtfulness of her message. And I, for one, Steve, think that we do need to speak against the people who try to tear us down, because our mission is noble. We're trying to help people. And when people attack us in the fashion that she did, it denigrates our message and it limits the number of people that we can provide assistance to. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction, since, I mean, you know, I think that, and I'm not saying this, but I think that I absolutely have been the recipient of amazing stuff, and by even people that lied to me that I put on the radio, you know, absolutely lied, even though one guy put on the radio was a financial guru, and the guy that was bad-mouthing me was his webmaster. He told me he didn't know his real name or his real address, and they're in the same county, okay, in essence. So the idea here, Dave, is simply this. Those of you who want us to continue on, we're not asking for your money, we're not asking for anything, but stand up. Stand up and be counted. I mean, I have one lady that, you know, God bless her, she stands up and takes on the lies against me, you know, and again, you know, obviously, if people want to bear false witness, they can bear false witness. They can produce all the documentation they want. One lady accused me how do I say this? She accused me of putting on a certain financial guy and who she believed was a phony, okay? Well, the deal is that she bought her medals a year before he was even on, and she's one of the ones that said, well, yeah, God told me to call you, okay? When I was her friend, I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Here is the order of the day. Betrayal, betrayal, betrayal. The thing with Susan, I used to post her stuff. As a matter of fact, she used to write some really good stuff. I didn't know she had slammed me, you, and everything until you let me know, okay? I try not to pay attention to it. And I think you've heard me say that. If you haven't, here's a great answer. I said, Jesus, and I pray. I said, Lord, why will your people who claim to love you as much as I do, and they do, some of them do, why will they not stick up for us, and yet they will absolutely take any shot they can for us? And then this is what the Lord said to me. And I was furious. I was hurt, you know. Man, I don't like hearing the stuff that's said about me because it's so untrue. Now, that's not to say that there isn't a true statement where somebody doesn't like me, you know, but I'm saying this, and then the Lord spoke to me, you know, because it was troubling me, and I know that God always comes at the right time. He said, Steve, if my people won't stick up for me, what makes you think they'll stick up for you? And he gave me the scripture. You know, they hated me without a cause. They're going to hate you. That's the only answer I can give you, Dave Hodges. That's the only answer I can give to those who have laid their lives on the line. You know, most people don't have to check their car, you know, for bombs. Most people don't have to be alarmed when, you know, your alarm systems or your closed circuit TV. You know, most people don't have to live in that world. I do. You know, most people don't have to. You know, they don't. So they're not willing to pay the price. We pay the price, and then these people want us dead, okay? And I told one lady, and, you know, it wasn't good enough for her, that you keep doing it. I'm going to post every single email to me and another person where you said you basically, you question your sanity, you basically are saying you have multiple personality disorder, you're on every form of drug, your kids want you can, what is it called, when you commit somebody, they want you committed, you know, you're suicidal, you go in and out of reality, and that's one making the biggest noise about me, okay? So, what do I do? Well, I called her and I said, please forgive me for offending you. I want you off the air. That's what I want, okay? And I said, but I'm not going off the air. I'm tired of you destroying lives. This is what she said, okay? A 7 minute and 39 second conversation. So remember this, Dave, that no matter what, they hated Jesus, they accused him, they accused him even of being a drunk, a wine bibber, and hanging out with whores. That may seem a little difficult for people, but that's exactly what they did. And Jesus simply to the self-righteous Pharisees, when they were going to stone the woman taken adultery, what did he do? He bent down, he started writing some stuff in the sand, and I believe what he was writing was basically who the Pharisees had been with. They didn't want the woman telling that they had used her services in the last week and the last month. And yet Jesus, what did he do? He said, woman, go and sin no more. But which of you without sin? And it's the same thing with the woman at the well. And this is what's amazing to me. The women, the Christian women, there are some amazing Christian women, but the women's movement, which is nothing more than Marxism and basically a emasculating attitude towards men, they're not talking about their sisters being beheaded. They're not talking about their sisters being burned alive, drowned, mutilated, raped to the point where the women are calling in an airstrike on them because they've been raped 200 times and their insides are now on the outsides. Dave, the people of God have got to grow up. And to those people that attack us, and even when we try and reconcile, there is no reconciling with the devil, okay? So you said, you know, that demons are the issue? Absolutely, because what is the number one thing Satan is known for? Accusing of the brethren. Number two, what is one of the things that God hates more than anything in the world? Sowing discord amongst the brethren. What is the other thing that is so prevalent? Blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. I had one guy basically right when God, when Steve prays on the radio, God closes his ears and goes blah blah blah. Any Christian who has ever heard me pray knows. And so that's blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, okay? May the Lord take him in his wickedness. Now, somebody says, that's not a very Christian thing to do. I'm not talking about a Christian. That is someone who absolutely has stepped over the line. And yet, you know what? He's got a following. So the point is, what do? We continue doing what we do and calling the people of God that have never stood up once in their cowardly, bloody, mucus membrane, sniveling life. And that's, oh, that's harsh. You bet it's harsh. I'm being tame. To start standing up for Jesus. Isn't it amazing that we're getting ready to get slaughtered and people are more concerned with being politically correct than they are with having their lives taken? That's mind-boggling to me.
Well, Steve, let me interject this, because one of the things that Poza went off on, and it's something I want to address on this show, irregardless of what you brought up, it's the idea of Jade Helm. Now, I was very, very careful in my writings this summer. I said it may not be Jade Helm 15 or Jade Helm 16 that's enacted, but they're doing this stuff for a reason. The NDAA was passed for a reason, and I said at some point these things are going to come to pass. And she vilified all of us because Jade Helm has not put all of us in a FEMA camp by September 15th. My contention is Jade Helm still going on. Steve, what's your reaction to this?
Well, I would encourage everyone to go to my alerts. I had a Department of Homeland Security federal police officer tell me with the whole purpose of Jade Helm, listen, mastering the human domain, okay? That's still going on. And he said, what it is in its, you know, initiatory phase, now this is coming from a DHS cop, not former, current, okay, was to basically build algorithms on the public response to specific maneuvers, okay? By the way, those trains didn't stop. There has been no summer camp for all these events. So the fact that it doesn't happen on a Friday, wait until it comes. So my attitude towards Jade Helm was, look, this is the initiation, the pre-invasion of the United States by the pre-positioning of military assets. You and I have done shows on it. I did it on Coast to Coast, okay? We took apart the name Jade Helm. We took in all these things. Well, all those things were floated, according to this military source. Go on my website, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Quayle. Let me go there, Dave. And he said it's an ongoing process. It's basically defining the best way. Battle plans. You're up against, I'm up against, we're up against computers with supernatural intelligence, because they're not just, forgive me, they're not just a electro mechanical or chemical device. You know, they're what Ray Kurzweil wrote about, spiritual machines. And that's what I think is tragic, Dave. People, even Susan, should know better than to make that claim, okay? And again, here's the problem. When anybody gets a following, people that don't have that following try and tear me down, you down, Alex down. Look, you don't have to agree with me on everything. You don't have to agree with Dave on anything. Alex, Hawk, you know, the Hagmans. But at least we're out there. At least we're the ones that are saying, look, you got to look at this stuff. And I'll tell you what, they can go to my website, and, you know, you and I have never made the claims that we're accused of making. So she's wrong, okay? But just because things haven't come down, come on, the Antichrist mouthpiece was exposed, okay? We had the biggest stock market crash in September. We have the most harrowing revelations coming out of the economic, financial sector. NATO is breaking up. We are being infiltrated by literally millions of Middle Easterners that hate us, that see us as a great Satan. We're seeing the repositioning of troops, men, materials, and war plans. World War III is on the horizon. You think she's accurate? Then follow her. She is not accurate, nor are my critics accurate. They, you know what? So I guess the point is, maybe a cartoon I once wanted, I'm not a cartoonist, but this will illustrate a point. A newscast is on like a pedestal that used to remain of their studio, okay? And no one's listening, yet they still are broadcasting. In the background and the right and left of them are the smoldering ruins of New York, okay? And one, the male says to the ditzy blonde, well, I guess this means that we've lost our listening audience, our viewing audience. And she says, well, just keep going. You see, that's what they do. They go on and on and on, yet they do nothing to make any changes in people's lives. They criticize, you know, ad hominem attacks over and over and over, and yet they make no change in life. The tree is known by the fruit it bears. If I pray for someone not to commit suicide, they send me an email, and I will be posting that on my testimonials tomorrow, and or even maybe tonight, you know. The point being is that that tells me God's listening. If I tell people that the Lord says, pray, tell the women who have had abortions that I've forgiven them, their children have forgiven them, and their children are waiting for them in heaven to forgive them. I heard from women all over the world, Christian women, who have been bearing unnatural guilt and shame, and God set them free. So I just say this. Look, they can criticize, and what they'll do, Dave, ultimately it boils down to jealousy and envy. Jealousy says, I hate what you are or have. Envy says, I'll destroy you rather than let you have it. It's the jealousy and envy. That's the spirit behind these people, and that's it in a nutshell. But the spirit of cowardice in God's people, not all, is just amazing. It's just amazing.
It is, Stephen. It just, you said that very well. Well, we've got our top of the hour break coming up, but when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about people and what they can do to get ready for the conflict and where you think it'll start, what form it'll take. I think clearly you're correct. I came to this realization this summer, and I want to say this before we go to break. Steve, this summer, you know, it hit me when I saw all the massive amount of videos and photos I was being sent of troop and equipment movement. Most of it was equipment movement. And I said, this goes way beyond what you need for martial law. And I just said, this has got to be about war. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I just, you know, you hate to say you had a word of knowledge, but that's what I felt like. I felt like, you know, God opened up my brain and poured the information in and said, this is more about war than it's about martial law. I still hold the contention, though, that we will have martial law prior to. Maybe it'll be a day. But I think they have to lock us down, get us under control. I think they're waiting for the economy to collapse, or they'll collapse it, or some other false flag, Steve. But I think that at the end of the day, they're going to lock us down, and then the fun's going to start. And folks, if you think we're going to win this war, and I'll get Steve's reaction as we come back, think again. Obama is reducing our troop size by another 40,000 soldiers when we should be in war mode and expanding and converting our peacetime industries of what's left of them into wartime industries. That ain't happening. That's not happening. We're getting caught with our pants down. We're going to have a first line of defense with no ability to resupply. Hello? That's from my two deep cover military sources. This is what they tell me. If we don't win in quick initial strikes, we are going to get our backsides handed to us. We're going to break. We come back. We'll see you on the other side with Steve Quayle.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.